Hello, hello everyone, and welcome once again to Consciousness Circle. Let's talk about Venus in Aries. Venus will be in Aries from March 21st to May 15th. This Venus in Aries transit will be an interesting one because this is the first time that Venus will meet the Sun, aka conjunct the Sun, after having gone retrograde last year between the months of May and June, in the sign of Gemini and meeting the Sun then. Venus doesn't always come together with the Sun, so when she does, it's a really big deal. And that entire process is called the Venus star point. So I will talk about the Venus star point in separate audios throughout next week, okay? So let's just start with the basics. What does Venus teach us? Whether transitory or natally, Venus represents the relationship motivations and style of how we relate, how we connect to others, who and what we find attractive, and what we need to keep romance alive. Not what we need to keep commitment alive in a relationship, because keeping commitment alive comes from how we practice Saturn. But to keep the romance alive, baby, you got to get in touch with that Venus, okay? Because Venus is Eros energy. It's erotic desire. And when I say erotic desire, it isn't strictly sexual. It is a quality of receptive magnetism that draws us to what and whom we want. So this can go from being drawn, being magnetized by a person or anything that we consider beautiful and joyful, anything that makes us feel abundant. So making connections from something that we genuinely desire is Eros, erotic Venusian energy. So something else that Venus covers is empathy and understanding. Of course, it's the planet of relationships, and in healthy functioning relationships, those should be some of the pillars. It also represents things like values, whether moral or monetary, aesthetics, romance, harmony, balance, art, beauty, emotional and social intelligence. So Venus is very much a personal planet. That's what Venus is called in astrology. And the reason it's called that is because it's an energy that we use almost on a daily basis. Astrologer Liz Green described Venus in this way. She said, Venus reflects a fundamental need within us to challenge those social and moral restrictions which we impose upon our hearts for the sake of safety and respectability, and draws us instead into relationships which connect us with an immediate, passionate, and vivid sense of life. So Venus energy is not concerned with the status quo or societal standards. It's very much concerned with what brings us joy. And I feel that that's absolutely necessary. I mean, look, we have 9 other planets. They each represent something else. It is only fair that we have at least one that represents us getting in touch with things like romance, harmony, beauty, and all of the yummy stuff that Venus can represent. Something else that astrologer Liz Green brought to the forefront of her study when studying Venus is a term that she coined, Venus dispossession. And she described it this way. This is the neglect of our feminine energy, whether you're a man or a woman. The neglect of feminine energy and power as a result of negative messages from culture, media, church, and family about beauty and our bodies, unhealed sexual abuse, and a partner who perhaps was critical or abusive. And I mean, think about that. Think about the neglect of our feminine energy because of these status quos, because of the church, because of family, because of a potential abusive partner that we may have had in the past. There's something that shuns that joy. And so because every single planet in the zodiac has a purpose, and something like Venus, which is receptive energy, it's important that we get in touch with that Venus and how beautiful that we're starting off the equinox and Venus is in Aries. So what does Venus in Aries teach us? Again, Venus will be in Aries from March 21st to May 15th. And this placement, interestingly enough, guys, this placement actually reminds me of that Alicia Keys song, Girl on Fire. And there are specific lyrics that remind me of Venus in Aries. The lyrics are, everybody stares as she goes by because they can see the flame that's in her eyes. Watch her as she's lighting up the night. Nobody knows that she's a lonely girl and it's a lonely world, but she's gonna let it burn, baby, burn. I love that. I love that so much because Venus in Aries teaches us the strength and beauty in our independence because our individuality and our autonomy are woven in that comforting blanket of independence. But with some inability to settle down, especially at a young age, if you have a natal Venus in Aries, this can find Venus in Aries being a bit of a lone wolf throughout her life. But at the same time, due to the fear of losing that freedom, right? So it's somewhat of a dichotomy. Still, Venus in Aries resolves to overcome any fear that stands between her and genuine connection with others. Aries is a sign of the zodiac that shows commitment through passion. It's very raw. It's very primal. So that raw and honest quality of relating with a Venus in Aries and what transiting Venus in Aries is teaching us is that when we are genuine in our interactions, we expect the same in return. When we are loyal in our relationships, we expect the same in return. And these may seem like obvious exchanges in relationships, but the key to Aries energy is that if those qualities aren't met, not much time will be spent in that interaction. It's not so much about all or nothing, okay? It's much more about, this is what I asked for and it wasn't meant. I'm not going to waste my time here anymore. It's important to understand the difference because for someone with a Venus in Scorpio, for instance, Venus in Scorpio can brood and it can actually stay in an interaction in which needs aren't being met, but because of a possessive nature, they stay. Venus in Aries attention span doesn't work that way. It's just a matter of moving along. Remember, Aries is naturally ruled by Mars, but Venus is currently transiting this Martian energy, this independent on the move energy. So Venus in Aries' energy and attention span can be very short, okay? So it's more about lacking patience, especially after being so explicitly clear with what's expected, than creating some sort of attachment that to Venus and Aries energy is unnecessary. There's almost an aloof quality about Venus and Aries energy. And it teaches us that there are things that perhaps deserve some aloofness on our behalf, okay? So during Venus's transit, it's going to be important for us to touch, regardless of where we have Venus natally, to get in touch with our independence, our sense of autonomy, our individuality, our identity. Again, Venus, like Mercury in Pisces, I suggest you listen to that Mercury in Pisces audio. She's going to play a big role in the equinox, in that full moon in Libra. This is all about relational exchange. And after the year we've had, meaning 2020, like March of 2020 to March of 2021, our sense of individuality, our independence, our autonomy has been redefined for a lot of us. So for us to now enter a brand new zodiac year with Venus, the planet that represents all of these wonderful qualities within us, all of the wonderful qualities that make us feel erotic for many different reasons, the fact that we're starting this equinox with a Venus in Aries is really important. But it requires that we understand what these themes of Venus in Aries mean for us, which is exactly why I'm presenting them to you in such a detailed manner. So with that said, Venus in Aries will transit from March 21st to May 15th and will have some major transits and aspects that will allow us to get clear about our place in relationships, for instance, our role in relationships, our role in the world. And mind you, when I say relationships, guys, I'm not strictly talking about romantic relationships. Again, I think these last 12 months have made it very clear the role that we play in all relationships. Those relationships just happen to be called something different, okay? So how much we take, how much we give, and it gives us the opportunity to create space for balance, especially when it comes to the relationship with ourselves. If we are imbalanced within ourselves, if we give too much, or if we don't set healthy boundaries, inevitably that imbalance within us will translate into our outer world, and you know, we know the story, make us attract relationships that are imbalanced. That's why Venus in Aries is so badass and so kick-ass, because Venus in Aries is very much about, this is what I want, this is what I find joyful, and I'm unapologetic about it. And there's room for that in us. There is a point to that in all of us. Now, the first connection that she makes in the sky is that of conjoining the sun in Aries on March 21st. So this is because it signifies asserting ourselves, the sun, for what we desire, Venus. I spoke about this connection in the equinox audio, so be sure to listen to that if you haven't yet. The next major aspect she makes is, of course, in the full moon in Libra of March 28th, in which she conjuncts the sun and Chiron and deposes the moon. This is a really interesting dynamic because, again, this is us, the sun, showing up for what we desire, Venus, and Chiron representing a little bit of a sting in finding the courage to go after what we desire. But because of everything Chiron has also been through in the last 12 months, there's a little bit of fear, there's a little bit of a sting, but we're not going to be held back any longer. And then those three planetary bodies, Venus, the Sun, and Chiron, in direct opposition, which means at 180 degrees from the moon, it's almost like facing the other side, facing some kind of opposition, whether it's exterior, whether it's people outside of us telling you you're crazy because you now, you know, want to be a yoga teacher when you were an attorney before, for instance, right? And how that can give us much more depth about the relationships that we're in, about the people in our world that support us or don't. Again, there's a separate extended recording for this, so stay tuned because that will also include horoscopes. 2 days later, on March 30th, Venus in Aries will sextile the North Node and Mars in Gemini and Saturn in Aquarius. So what's a sextile? A sextile is when planetary bodies in the sky connect to one another at 60 degree angles, okay? So this is really beautiful energy for commitment, especially romantic commitment. This is a way of moving forward in ways that we weren't moving forward last year in relationships. This represents a sense of, again, freedom and autonomy while incorporating commitment. Look, guys, from 2021 and on, the dynamic in relationships is going to shift a lot. yes, we have been quarantined for almost a year. A lot of people around the world haven't seen too many other people around them. We haven't hugged. We haven't, you know, really gone out too much for some of us. So yes, of course, when we're out of this, we're going to want to see people. We're going to want to hug them and have sex and kiss and spend time together. But, especially if you're in a space like Consciousness Circle, my guess is that you've done so much work over the last year that harnessing your independence has become the number one priority, which is the point of Venus in Aries and this equinox. So the dynamic in relationships won't be so possessive. It won't even be about two people anymore. You're going to start seeing more open relationships. You're going to start seeing people who don't need to live together to be in committed relationships, who don't need to get married to prove that they can, in fact, be together for the rest of their lives. Even being with someone for the rest of your life won't be something that weighs so heavily. There will be an emphasis in independence and autonomy and authorship of self that we will see grow and grow over the next couple of years. And of course, Consciousness Circle will be here, and I will be explaining all of that in detail as the days and the months go on. So, a few days before Venus leaves Aries, she will have a square to Pluto and Capricorn, meaning that she will contact Pluto in Capricorn at 90 degrees. Again, this is an aspect of shift and tension and movement, which, by the way, she did once before in November of 2020. So this is kind of like checking back in with our feminine side, with us being courageous enough to tap into the things that bring us joy and fire in comparison to November of 2020. This is a check-in point, right? How are you in terms of your personal empowerment, in terms of being more receptive to life and to people doing things for you? How are you in those themes when you compare it to where you were and how you were November 20th? Guys, between November 20th and now, there have been so many planetary changes and movements and shifts that I would bet anything that for a lot of us, getting in touch with our creativity, with what we love, with what brings us beauty and joy, and what makes us feel sexy is different. We appreciate it a lot more in ways that we didn't before, because what is important to us has become very, very clear. Okay. So this alignment, more than anything, is about empowerment and passion towards the things that we genuinely desire. Again, keep in mind that these aspects are just a few aspects that I will go into detail as the weeks go on. So keep a lookout, and I'll talk to you soon. Kisses and hugs. Thank you.